The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Canaan represents the best of God. Moving into Canaan, you're switching to a higher system now. Canaan is the ultimate system for producing everything that you desire and can produce it in a day. There's no situation that God cannot get you out of in 24 hours. We're going in and we're going to get what belongs to you. Your only ticket is faith. Let's go now to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Let's go over to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 21. That your days may be multiplied, and that the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Over in Joshua 5 and verse 9. Now, as you know, Joshua is taken over from Moses. Moses brought him out of Egypt. Joshua has taken him into Canaan. Now, notice he was supposed to take the first bunch into Canaan, but there were some problems. He said this in Joshua 5:9, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal this day. Now, put it up there in the New Living. He said, then the Lord said unto Joshua, today I have rolled away the what? Shame off you. See, that slavery brought shame unto them. So he rolled it away. Now, what does Canaan represent? Basically, Canaan represents the best of God, the highest of God. When I was a little kid, I remember there was a tricycle. I used to ride a tricycle. And then I got a bicycle, see? And then in high school, I got a motorcycle. But each time, I moved up a notch. Now, you know and I know, you're going to have to really pedal to get that tricycle to do what that bicycle does. Am I right about that? I mean, you'll be pedaling somebody trying to get that tricycle to go faster than that bicycle. But not only was the bicycle a bicycle, I eventually got a 10 speed. Man, now I'm moving. Then I went to a motorcycle. My point to you is notice, I went on up. If you're going to expect higher things, you got to change the system. See, if I wanted a higher speed, I got to change the system. Are you with me here? And that's basically moving into Canaan, you're switching to another system. And God would prefer him to provide for your needs on a higher level. So he'll give you a scripture like this, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. That whatsoever you desire when you pray, just believe you received it, come on, and you shall have it. Notice the system there. I'm going to a higher system now. I've got to believe that I've received something I can't feel. Are you with me? Now, in that same system, I've got to preach that system to you. See, and when I preach it to you, put up Romans chapter 10, verse 14. When I preach that system to you, you have to understand that you have to take it by faith. Because here's what I might say. Watch this. You can be a millionaire in a month. See, right there, if you're not on the system. See, if you're trying to use Egypt's system with Canaan benefits, it's not going to work for you. You need a high-speed train. Come on, I take that tricycle, I could be pedaling like a I don't know what, and it's not going to go but so fast. I need to change the system. And when I change to a bicycle in a 10 speed, I can get me some speed. But pretty soon, that's going to be too slow for me. I got to be a millionaire in a month. So what I do, I switch the system again. Are you following what I'm saying? Canaan is the ultimate system for producing everything that you desire. Watch this. And can produce it in a day. Now, what did I tell you about 24 hours? There's no situation you can be in that God cannot get you out of in 24 hours. Doesn't make any difference what it is. I said it doesn't make any difference what it is. Can he get you out of sickness in 24 hours? Say amen to this. I'm telling you, it doesn't make any difference what he could. 24 hours. Well, can he find me a man in 24? I believe he can. I can't say for sure, but I believe he can do it. He said all things are possible to who? Men that believe. So it's amazing how many people in the church are trying to get into Canaan with Egypt's system. And you cannot do it. The giants will eat you alive. Can't do it. So what we're doing is taking time and we're getting your system straight, getting your thinking straight, so that your paradigm will shift in terms of, hey, let me see how I've got to live so that I can get the best out of this life that God has for me. Say amen to that. Look what it says here in Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. How then shall they call on him who they've not believed? Well, how shall they believe on him who they've not heard? Then how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except they be sent? Now, over in Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, Moses sent out spies. He sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan. They went out, they came back. Now, they came back with a report. Two of them had a certain report. 10 of them had the other report. Say amen, somebody. All right, now, and look what he says in verse 30. I'll say these are the two now. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are what? Well able to overcome it. Here's the other report. But the men that went with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. Now, wait a second. Stronger than we. Now, did God know that there were giants in the land? But who had God given the land to? The children of Israel. Say amen to this. Now, he understands what you're up against. But the battle is not yours. Now, I shared something in the last service because this is a powerful truth. One of the things that was lost in the fall is righteousness consciousness. Righteousness consciousness. What mankind took on in the fall was sin consciousness. Took on a idea of his weakness, of feeling inferior, or having a sense of guilt and shame. That's what he took on. And it's been passed on to generations. That's what happened in Egypt. The Egyptians told the Israelites who you are, and they believed it. It's happening today. Some people telling the minority who you are, and they believe it. Well, who you are, if you saved, you're God's child. Say amen to this. And I'm just saying, You can call me anything but late for dinner. No, you can call me, but understand, I know who I am. Is this the right bunch I've been waiting on? Now, here they are, and now in verse 33, Numbers chapter 33, he says, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and their own sight was grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." So they saw themselves as what?
Grasshoppers.
God has given us precious promises. Now that's found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and starting at verse 3. And he says this, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust or pressure." For me to go into Canaan and get my stuff, I've got to see myself like God sees me. I can't see myself climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I got to see myself as God sees me.
Yes,
say amen to this.
Amen.
I am no longer to be pitied.
Preach.
Why? Because I'm the head.
That's right.
I'm not the tail. Come on now. I'm the lender. Come on. And I'm not the bar. Now, here's the deal. Righteousness. Now, I want to give you this because you're going to face some giants. And when you face giants, you've got to face them with the nature of God. Now, let me show you how this works. Are you ready? Look at Proverbs 30:30. "A lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away," come on, help me, "from any." So this is Proverbs, Book of Wisdom, telling you a lion is the strongest. And a lion doesn't turn away from any. Now, I don't know whether you know anything about the nature of a lion, but I want to ask you something. Where did the lion get that attitude? I mean, who taught him not to turn away from any? You see what I'm saying? I'm saying nobody needed to teach him that. A lion is not the biggest animal in the jungle. But he thinks he is. Now, this is very important now. You can't talk him out of thinking that he's not the king. You've seen a lion walk around. He walk around like he owns everything. You watch him just kind of slowly move his head like, "I dare anybody to do anything." It's in its nature. You were born again with the nature of a ruler. You have it in your nature. Are you with me here? So any other animal knows somehow, whether it's instinct or not, that a lion is not afraid of them. And they don't mess with him. They don't mess with him. He's the king of the jungle. And God has a nature in you called righteousness. Now, when that nature is in you and you receive it, because it doesn't come in pieces, it all comes at once. Say amen. And all you gotta do is receive it. And if you receive it, it will cause you to talk like God. Say amen. It will cause you to think like God. Watch this. It'll cause you to act like God. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Here's David, and David is going up against Goliath. Look what it says here. Then said David to the Philistine, "You coming to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, not next week, not a month from now. Come on, this 24 hours will the Lord deliver you into my hand. I'm going to smite you. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm reading myself. I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Living Word Christian Center." See, he didn't need anybody else to fight the battle with him. If you got God, you are a majority. And if you got his nature, you can say it and God will do it. Anyone who is righteous and knows what righteousness means becomes Satan's master. Jesus was the sample son, meaning he came to show you how Adam functioned before the fall. And he came to let you know, he said over in John chapter 14, verse 12, "The things that I did shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father." Now, I'm saying whatever Jesus did, you're supposed to do. So Jesus had mastery over nature. He stopped the storm. Didn't he stop the storm? He had master over death. Didn't he raise people from the dead? He even raised Lazarus from the dead, whose body was starting to decompose. But he knew who he was. I said he knew who he was. And from this day, you're going to know who you are. The days for you being pitied are over. You are an owner. Say amen. You are a million, billion, trillion. Glory to God. You got that righteousness spirit in you, and creativity will flow through you like water. Get that righteousness spirit in you, and you'll never sense another lack. Why? Because righteousness puts you in perfect fellowship with the Father. I told you one time we had come from Minnesota, and my son was in the front seat of something. I'm trying to remember all it was. But anyway, we stopped to get some little food and a little beverage, and my beverage was in the cup holder and so forth. And I was going, and he ate all of his, and I'm eating, and he was driving, and I see him hand reach over there and get my stuff. I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 ho. What you doing?" "Oh, I just want a sip." "Well, ask somebody." See, he didn't ask me because whatever's mine. You are joint heir with Jesus. Whatever's his, me too. Now that's what I'm saying. You can't go any other place or places and listen to somebody talking you down, because the problem with the first bunch was leadership. It was leadership. It was people that were entrusted to lead the people, to tell them the truth. How will they know without a preacher. So the preachers wouldn't preach it. The preachers wouldn't preach. They don't like it. They don't. The enemy was using them. Why? Jesus said they're blind, leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, everybody falls into the ditch. Folks, let me tell you, when you start preaching this, something happens. The devil tries to stir up everything to come against you. But I got news for him. If God be for me, there's nobody that's going to stand against Bill Winston. Now, stop making excuses. Well, they don't like me down there. Buy the place. Stop thinking you're special. That somehow God is letting them whatever do you to you. No, no, no. God is no respecter of persons. He said, in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The things that he's got for you will cause you to live large. Yeah. Say amen. Amen. You know there were giants in the land. Yes. Can you imagine the bathroom? Couldn't be no little old bathroom that you can almost get into. Ain't no giant get into that size bathroom. Yes. It ain't a bathroom that's big with three nozzles in the shower and so forth. Yes. Don't look at yourself physically. Because I'm telling you, I've seen people, you know, that I remember a lady came up to me. I mean, she was talking powerful, and I mean, God had done something. But teeth in the front were missing. But she didn't know it. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying don't be so hard on yourself, but put the pressure on the covenant. Because God promised you some things. Come on, your hair may not be just right, but Ruth, when she got Boaz, she had not just come from the hairdresser. Ruth had on some poverty clothes. But when Boaz rolled by, he looked down and said, who is that? Say, hey, I like her. Now, she didn't have her nails done. Come on, help me now. She didn't have her hair done. Come on now. I'm just saying, you may not have everything right, but when God before you, when you got righteousness flowing through you like a mighty stream, there's nothing you can't do, there's no place you can't go, and there's nothing you can't have. Now, I'm saying we're going into Canaan. How many are going? Your only ticket is faith. It's your only ticket. But we're going in, and we're going to get what belongs to you.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by that powerful message. Now, today's teaching is called Entering into Canaan. Now, Canaan represents the very best of God. We're going into Canaan, and God has provided the very best for us. I mean, Jesus died for not only our sins, for everything that now is in a part of our inheritance, and it's the very best that's in the earth. Now, going into Canaan takes one thing, a ticket. Just like an airplane or like a train, you got to have a ticket. And the ticket for going in is faith. Praise God. Amen. You get that faith, you just get on board going into Canaan. So we're going to get what belongs to us. Now, that's a powerful teaching. Now, the offering that we are offering today is a offering that includes a four-part teaching. It's called Entering into Canaan, and also my mini book called Training for Reigning. So you want to get this packet now. This is a Canaan packet that I'm putting forth here now. It's going to show you how to take dominion over everything that God says is yours, including healing, including problems in a marriage, all of that, because we're training you for reigning. You're going to reign over every situation that it is in this earth. So, in Jesus' name, glory to God. So get that powerful bundle today. It is a powerful set of teachings. It's designed to change your life. Well, this is Bill Winston. Until next time, we'll see you. Keep walking by faith.
Canaan represents the best of God. Moving into Canaan, you're switching to a higher system now. Canaan is the ultimate system for producing everything that you desire and can produce it in a day. There's no situation that God cannot get you out of in 24 hours. We're going in and we're going to get what belongs to you. Your only ticket is faith.
Today's series, Entering into Canaan, is available in its entirety on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order, call 1-800-711-9327 or contact us online at billwinston.org. Want additional resources to help you grow? Order Reigning in Canaan Special Bundle, which includes Entering into Canaan 4-part series and Dr. Winston's mini book, Training for Reigning. Order this dynamic bundle today.
Hello, Bill Winston here. I have a book that should be in the hands of every person that is in the body of Christ. It's called Faith and the Marketplace. You know, once you get born again, God doesn't take you out of the world. He leaves you in it. And that same thing about your profession or wherever you work or what your gifting is. Whatever it is, you're going to have to attach faith to it. Because that's God's way. Without it, you can't please Him. So you're going to have to attach faith to it. And I think what happens, some people get born again, but they don't know how to use faith in their profession or in raising of kids or a family or whatever they do. And as a result of that, they end up toiling. I've got good news for you. No more toil. This is it. This is going to tell you how now to manage your life with faith. That you, whatever you, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a beautician, whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference. You can apply faith to it and it succeed every time. That's what this is all about. God is a God of success. He wants you to win and win big. So His faith in the marketplace should be a part of your library. I guarantee you, it'll bless you. Get it today. Bill Winston saying, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.